Addiction. And speaking of James Addiction, look at this.
Yeah. Really, the celebrity hotline.
Yep. I always say super the super celebrity hotline, and now this time I actually mean it. Dave Navarro is joining us, and it's an honor to have you, sir. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the time. I'm surprised you played that track coming in. I love that song.
Thank you.
End of the Lives, it's called.
Yeah. I do, too.
I think that counts. I think that's the third time that song has been played, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Our sonic genius, Brian Altimer, is like, yes, he just said that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we produce this for the artists. We're very artist-friendly here. All right, so we want to talk about this project that you're involved in, because it is, for people who know your life story, which I'd say a lot of your fans do, but a lot of people don't. You know, they just kind of, you know, remember you from James Addiction or Red Hot Chili Peppers or all the other projects that you've done. But people who don't know, you lost your mom to a murder when you were a teenager. Your parents had been separated, and you were splitting time, as a lot of, you know, divorced kids do, between your mom and your dad's house. You happened to be at your dad's house this night that her ex-boyfriend came over and killed her, and then another woman who was in the house with her at
That's
the time,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you spent, it took 8 years to find this guy, right? Including using the help of America's Most Wanted, right?
Yeah, in fact, America's Most Wanted is what actually took him down. A tip came in and went to the show, and that's how they got him. We owe a lot to that show.
Wow. That did catch a lot of people over the years.
Where did they eventually find him? Was he in hiding? Did he do his identity, or did he become another person? What happened?
I believe he was picked up on a different crime, on a burglary crime, and then once they had him in the system, they got him. They knew he was one. But yeah, I mean, thanks for telling the story. It sounds like you know the story, and I really respect that.
Yeah. Well, what is interesting is that now it's been made into you. There's a film that's been made about your experience here, your life, how it impacted your life. And then you actually went to the prison. You went to San Quentin to go see this guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
What was it? What did you want to get out of that experience?
All those answers are in the film, Morning Sun. That's the film that you're talking about.
Right.
That's actually, we're doing a screening of it there in Chicago. At the Virgin Hotel on Friday, the 17th.
Right, coming up the day after tomorrow. And that's, people want to do this, you can, it's an Eventbrite, you have to go to Eventbrite and look this up, right?
Cause that's you go to Eventbrite, and it's brought to you by Industry TV, but that's Industry with an I. I-N-D, the middle.
I-N-D-I-S-T-R-Y, right. Right.
Yeah. They always got to make it, everybody's got to make it challenging.
So true. So I thought, that's exactly what I thought of when I saw that, Dave. I was like, I'm looking at that going, we're doing a radio interview, and when people misspell stuff, they never think about radio anymore. They only think about apps.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, that's cool.
I know,
that's
but
cool.
It means, like, kids are being born these days with, like, numbers in their name. It's insane.
I know. So you made this film with your best friend, and I imagine that was quite an emotional journey for both of you, potentially.
He had his own roller coaster he was on, but the thing is that he and I just decided to make this film, and we just did our things. We got in the car with camcorders, and I just started filming. Neither one of us had made a film before, and so this is what ended up taking about 6 years of work. Primarily because it was the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we put together a documentary. And then after the screening on Friday at the Virgin Hotel, he and I, Todd Newman and I, will be doing a Q&A with the audience. And Q&A tends to gear towards healing and trauma and survivalism rather than filmmaking, although we encourage filmmaking questions too, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine that this is, domestic violence and the issues of this film potentially helping other people in some way. Do you imagine it'll have that impact, or has it?
That's Yeah, that is the hope. I know that many people have reached out to me and have told me that, you know, a lot of the warning signs that they were experiencing, they saw in the film, and they managed to make a change. So, yeah, we would love to spread that message. You know, I work very closely with Safe Horizon, which provides housing for families in domestically violent situations, nomore.org. You know, there are different organizations like this that are out there, and we just want to spread that message and just say, look, the most unimaginable thing is quite possible, and there are warning signs, and, you know, we're here to give you a heads up.
Yeah.
But even in the same breath, you know, loss is loss and trauma is trauma. So even if those messages don't speak to you, there's something to be gained out of just the process of any kind of grief. And I think that a lot of people relate to the story just on that level.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, and also, I think that's one of the parts of the story, one of the parts of this film is an unblinking look at the destruction it wrought on the survivors here, you mm-hmm. specifically,
yeah.
and how yeah. it changed your life, and it certainly fostered, encouraged, fed addictive behavior. It did other things. You know, it led, as people are just trying to numb the pain of something like this. And then,
yeah.
you know, you stop. And here in Chicago, it's interesting that you're doing this, Dave, here in Chicago, because, there is so much, we see so much violence and pathology as a mm-hmm. result of violence and generations that are touched by violence. And then seemingly Shakespeareanly doomed to repeat the violence because of a lot of the things that you talk about in this film, which is about addiction and mourning and loss and loss of basically a sense that anything will ever be okay again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Wow. I'm so honored that you're having this dialogue with me. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So not only is it talking about the trauma and it's talking about the loss and the grieving, but the fact that there, you know, many times there's a hole that's left in the victim, in the survivors, you know, because we watch a lot of crime shows these days. It's always about the psychology of the killer and it focuses in it. And it's right. fascinating. And I understand that, but what they don't really talk about is the family members left over and what they go through. And lives get destroyed and lives get derailed for years and years and years. Sometimes they aren't able to recover from it. It takes down a lot more people than just the direct victim. So, thanks for bringing that up because that's part of the message is that, you know, I definitely know things that don't work and I definitely know things that have worked for me and I'm willing to share those.
Yeah. Well, and you have an amazing story, and your art clearly speaks for itself. I mean, mm-hmm. you want, as we were talking about earlier, before you were here, bragging on you a little bit. Actually, bragging on ourselves for having you on
yes,
the show.
Yes, that was more like
but,
it.
But the reality is, I mean, you're one of the great, the standout artists of your generation in rock. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to tell this other side of the story of your life, and it gives people a sense of inspiration about where you've been and how to overcome all of that. But more right. importantly, that really bad stuff happens to people, and they have to find a way. They have to find a way yeah. out, and you make mistakes. And I think that's the beauty of this project is it shows that you can make mistakes and still be okay at the end. There is
absolutely.
Life on the other side.
Absolutely, 100%. I couldn't have said it better. In fact, I'm recording this, and I'm going to type up my new press release.
Thank you.
How about that?
Right, I'll just write your press release for you. Hey,
I really appreciate it.
I think people should see this. If you're not going to be able to make it out to this, let me just again explain how people can do this. It's going to be at the Virgin Hotel on Friday night, and you go to Eventbrite. You go to the app or the website Eventbrite, mm-hmm. and you're able to look this up. I think it's Virgin 2018. Let me make sure I got that right. It was in here. Yeah, the code Virgin 2018 is what you can use at the industry app. Actually, INDISTRY. Again, not making it easy. If those industry guys are there, Dave, on Friday night, you give them a piece of my mind
yeah.
on that.
Let them know.
Tell them that they should.
The best part is you're reading this stuff so beautifully, and halfway through it, I'm not even sure how to get in.
I know, I don't either. I'm not sure myself. Well, you're Dave Navarro. You probably can get in. We'll see. We'll try to work that out.
And then you punch in this code, and it will send you a coordinates that you will meet
right
at. in the park.
I know.
At that time, you will be given a key, and it will unlock one of 10 doors.
All right, so it's called...
It's unbelievable.
You know what? I'm just going to give the name of the film, and then people can Google it. And
that's best.
We'll reverse engineer this to make it...
Okay, thank you.
As easy as possible. We'll also put stuff up at our website, WGNradio.com, and we'll also tweet and do all the rest of the social media stuff. Send out links to this. It's called Morning Sun, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Morning is in, you know, sad morning.
Even I couldn't make it easy. Yeah. I had to make it.
I know. Look what
you're
you
not
did.
Helping, Dave.
Wait, Morning Sun. Is it Emma? It's like the sun in the morning. No, he's a sun and he's sad. He's morning.
Yeah.
It's morning.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Morning. Okay. I get it. Yeah. Okay.
It's all making sense.
I know.
Perfect.
I'm the guy who, you know, he's calling out the way to get tickets, and then I do the same thing in the title.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Final irony.
But the industry people are going to be there. And there's the CEO is a woman. You could just go up to her, Mary, and you just say, "Hey,
yeah,
I made this tough. You made it harder. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody here?"
Together, it's impossible.
Yeah, and you actually, I just noticed this. I didn't even notice this till now. That in the Q&A afterwards, it's being moderated by Daniel Robay, who was our intern.
Stop.
She started with us.
Really? I'm a huge fan. She's great. I will send her your regards.
Please do. Please do.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you for everything you've done for my earballs. That's what I want to say to you, Dave Navarro.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dave.
Dave Navarro, rock star extraordinaire.
Gosh, I want to see this documentary.
All right. So we have now Judy Pilak standing by. She'll tell us what's coming up at the top of the hour.
Chicago to help crush the cartel.
Thank you. Violetta, your WGN traffic being brought to you by Plains Farm and Fleet.